Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums, a six-part series with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Let's get started.
This is episode three of the Chill Chums, but episode two where we're living just in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Our first Chill Chums was in studio.
Right.
Second one, out in the wild.
Yeah.
And the third one, out in the wild. We are in the, just the crazy backcountry. Of Pasadena,
yeah,
in Matt Gourley's backyard. Beautiful home. I referenced last time that it's got a Mr. Miyagi's house vibe to it, which is just lovely.
I'm going to have you guys paint a fence and wax a car later.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. Yeah. As long as 30 years later I get to do a follow-up show on Netflix. Yeah. Is it on Netflix? What is it?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I think it is, yeah.
I'd love that show. Yeah. Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
we're here. We're outside. The birds are chirping. A lot of aggressive parakeet noises.
Yeah. And at some point, there's a lake not far away that these geese might fly over to, and they do a real honk job.
What? They do a what? A honk
job. I don't know. It just came out, but it sounded so funny when I said it.
An HJ.
I'd like to...
That's the new HJ.
A honk job.
I'm going to explain to the listener that Matt and Sona have been drinking. What have you guys been drinking?
We're drinking the chilled chum.
Yeah, we'll explain what's in it.
It's bourbon, pomegranate juice, lemon, and muddled strawberry.
Right. So they did that.
That's good.
And then they huffed gasoline out on the street.
Siphoned it out of our car.
I've not had as much. I'm trying to keep an even keel. But you just broke yourself up with honk job. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's, you know what? It holds up when I hear you say it. It's still pretty good.
I like it.
Sona's way out of control. Sona, are you going to be okay? Because you probably, your tolerance is way down because you've had children and been breastfeeding and you weren't drinking for a long time.
No, I wasn't. For over a year, I wasn't drinking. And now I'll have this and then it's like party time.
Right.
Let me know if you need a refresher because we've got my lovely wife and sister-in-law on hand.
You do? I need a refresher.
Okay. Can we summon one of you guys to...
But you know what? Maybe I should pace myself.
Up to you.
No, it's funnier if you don't.
Yeah.
There's nothing less amusing on a podcast than someone pacing themselves. We've got people are invested right now.
Can I eat these strawberry bits?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. I'm going to try and keep this boat on course if I can.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you very much, Amanda.
Where's ice?
It's in the cooler. Oh, you're on mic there, too, if you need...
Where's ice?
In the cooler.
I'm glad we got that in a really good high def quality audio.
Thank you, honey.
You're living the life. Look at you here. You're king of the podcast world. Your beautiful wife is bringing you a kooky concoction of your own devising. And we're all huddled around this gorgeous fire, courtesy of the good people at Solo Stove. Yeah. Now, that's a fine machine. I'll say that right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm going to build a fire outside, I want a Solo Stove.
You know what? I'm going to stoke the fire, put in a little loggy poo, and I'm going to give it a honk job.
Okay.
I know. That's where I was going.
God. I'm trapped here with these idiots. All right. Well, that doesn't matter. I can still...
Also, I just burned my face off.
No, you didn't, because the Solo Stove is very safe.
Normally, I would have burned my face off. Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God, Amanda, thank you so much.
Are you good, Conzi?
I'm really good, and it's Conan.
Oh.
Okay? I'm your employer, you fucker. Okay? You're like the guy who has dinner with his boss and then humiliates himself. And you're going to listen...
Oh,
You're going to listen to this tomorrow and be like, Conzi? I called him... And Amanda's going to be saying, what were you doing?
It's true, because...
You kept saying, honk job? hate Conesy?
Today when I was like cleaning the backyard and we had to kind of like figure out who was going to watch Glenn at certain points, and I was like, but the boss is coming over for dinner.
Right. I used to love that. I mean, I grew up watching Bewitched sitcoms like Bewitched in reruns.
Thank you.
And that was this an old trope is the boss is coming over and everything's going to be perfect. And then, of course, the housewife always ruins everything. And of course, the boss or the new client finds it delightful.
Yeah.
And says, I see what you're doing. This is a new ad campaign. I love it. You're a genius, Stevens.
That's you. You're the boss. You're Larry Tate.
I am Larry Tate.
How's this? I am
the Larry Tate of late night. I'm the Larry Tate of late night comics.
He's great.
That was always my...
Larry Tate was great.
Tell us more about Larry Tate.
Tell us what you liked about Larry Tate.
Larry Tate just had this like really great way of commanding a scene. And he actually did.
Yeah, she's doing a pretty good job of lying.
Because I know who Larry Tate is.
What did you like about his hair?
I liked that his hair was, I liked that like natural highlights that he had when he would
you
just.
You mean like blonde?
Yeah,
highlights?
Like he would have those natural blonde highlights because he was from California originally. I don't know if you knew about that.
No, I didn't.
We should find out the actor who played Larry Tate.
Yeah.
You could probably look that up at some point.
I half know it.
Sam, okay, you're just out of control.
I can't do this.
You can't. No, Larry Tate was the guy who was Samantha's husband's, Darren Stevens, the boss.
Yeah.
Do you two know any new people?
No. I stopped learning.
Yeah, not interested.
I stopped learning new things
in
1982.
Yeah.
When Oingo Boingo came out with their first hit, I said, I'm good.
Yep.
I'm going to stick with everything up until now.
When Wilson Phillips dropped that first album, I said, I'm done. I don't need anything more. I can't get any better, first of all.
Oh, yours was you can't get any better, but you're not an Oingo Boingo
so
fan.
So hold on for one more day. Things are going to change. Things are going your way.
Hold on for one more day.
I like the part where the drum goes, boom, 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 boom. It's almost like it wasn't rap.
Yeah.
But it was, it told you
it's a
where.
Breakdown.
It was kind of a breakdown.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You guys are so cool.
Listen, I was in a mall today, and a bunch of 15-year-olds walked up to me and they said, we love the podcast. More Larry Tate, more Wilson Phillips. And I said, you got it. And then they said, you better be sitting near a solo stove.
Yep.
Those things burn wood efficiently. They're beautiful.
There's no smoke.
There's no smoke. And I said, kids, it's on. Tune in tonight. Of course, then I'm in the car and I realize we tape these in advance.
Yeah.
And there's no tuning in tonight to the podcast.
No. I was ticking the talk the other day.
Yeah.
And a bunch of kids came up to me on TikTok.
Yeah.
And they said, what you're doing is what I need.
Yep.
And they said,
you made a TikTok video ever?
No, I never have. It was a bridge too far for me.
Did you ever make a TikTok video?
I did with David.
Yeah,
he did it with us on the podcast. Your other assistant, the one who does things. Yeah.
The assistant. We call him the assistant.
Yeah. What is your title?
You don't do anything.
I'm still your assistant.
What do you do now except ask me to be the godfather of your children? Ask me for this. Ask me for that. Write the foreword for your book.
Yeah, and then narrate it.
Then narrate it for the audiobook.
Oh, you do the whole narration?
Yeah, he did.
She's totally scammed me.
Yeah.
Wow,
do now is work for Sona Enterprises.
You're her assistant.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I got her dry cleaning yesterday.
It's brilliant. You're like Kaiser Soze.
Yeah.
Wait, that one you're cool with?
Yeah. Kaiser Soze?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, that's not far after Wilson Phillips.
I know who Wilson Phillips is. I just I'm not about to sing the song on a podcast because I don't know the words.
Okay, take it easy. Don't shame
us. I'm sorry. Who the fuck is Larry Tate?
Played by David White.
David White. Thank you, Eduardo.
I was close when I said Sam.
David White, there's a clue to his actual hair.
You know what? We don't have, because we're out in the wilderness, we don't have Wi-Fi. So Eduardo just knew that.
Well, he sent a runner. Did you see that? He sent a layoff.
I saw him hand. This was so cool. You didn't see this. But there's a little bench not far from our wonderful little campfire here. And I saw Eduardo write Larry Tate, actor who played, and question mark, on a little piece of paper. And he handed it to this, looked like to be a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And the boy just took off in the woods and ran.
Yeah.
The boy's dead.
Yeah. He was only wearing a loincloth in the first place.
He was wearing a loincloth made of bacon, and I think the bears got him. But another runner came back with the answer. So good job, Eduardo. Next time, no loincloth made of bacon.
You got it.
Yeah. I'm just going to lose runners left and right.
No loincloth at all, Eduardo. What kind of work for us?
What kind of critters are out here, Matt?
Oh, well, here's a sad story. When we moved into this place, we inherited two rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you mean you inherit? They were in a little hutch in the backyard?
They were, yes. And the hutch was fully gated, but it didn't have a ceiling. And they said, don't worry, they're safe. Well, we didn't realize because they had three giant dogs. That was what was keeping these rabbits safe.
Oh.
As soon as they left, bobcats got the rabbits.
No, that's terrible.
And we thought it was a coyote at first. So one of them got eaten. And I built a coyote-proof ceiling, but it turns out it was a bobcat, and the bobcat got in and got the other
rabbit. So a bobcat can get through a coyote-proof ceiling.
Mm. That's the lesson
These
learned.
Ceilings are very specific.
Very, yeah.
So the coyote walked up. I mean, the bobcat walked up and was like, nah, damn it, there's a, wait a minute, that's coyote-proof. And he looked to a camera that wasn't there and said, not bobcat-proof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you guys a chilling tale.
Oh, this is good. This is campfire. It's like a coast.
True story. I hope I haven't said this before, but this is a true story.
Okay. By the way, I should have peed before we started this.
Chilling. Mm-hmm.
I just really, really.
You know what? You don't even have to. We're camping.
Yeah.
So I know you. You're very fastidious.
Pee your pants.
And uptight, and you're going to want to go into your.
Are you kidding?
Your nice.
I'm happy to pee in the backyard.
You want to go to your special Frank Lloyd Wright toilet. But
now that sounds good too.
You can pee in your own yard. You know,
I know I can.
Don't let the fact that there's 35 technicians here make you feel bad anyway.
I can and have, but I won't now.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Okay, Eduardo, do me a favor. Give me the exact day that Nixon resigned the presidency.
This is
important.
Good story.
He's sending a runner off now.
Yes.
He's written on a piece of paper. And it's someone in a beekeeper's outfit made of beef jerky.
August 8th, 1974 is when he gave his resignation speech.
Okay.
Is that the day he gets on the helicopter?
You should know that. It's
August 8th? Yeah. Okay, it's important that I get this right.
Nixon resigned from office on August 9th, 1974, according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
Okay.
August 8th, 1974. This is a true story. My parents... There's a woman who came and helped out my parents for a little bit. There were six of us. My parents are working. And then she departed the family. She was like moving on to something else. And she had come from, I think, Nova Scotia. And so she gifted us a bunch of little baby chicks, little ducklings.
Huh.
And she gave us these and we kept them in a little, we didn't know what we were doing, but we just kept them in the backyard and we put a piece of little fence around them.
Oh, Jesus.
And we had them for like 2 or 3 days. The backdrop of all
two
this.
2 or 3 days.
Hold on. I'm just saying 2 or 3 days prior to this story, we had them. Hold on.
Okay. I thought you meant that's
no, no,
how
no,
long
no.
Lived.
So we had. Well, maybe you're really fun people to tell a story to.
Sorry.
So both of you have a nice slice of fuck yourself pie. You're the worst.
Sorry.
It's just the worst.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
it's good. I'm it's sorry. Terrific.
Is there pie?
Yeah, there's pie. So anyway, that's the story is when in our little backyard, we've made a little circle of mesh and these little baby chicks are in there going, eep, eep, eep. And we're literally watching Nixon resign on television in Brookline, Massachusetts.
So how old are you? Like 11, right?
Yeah, I'm 11.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm smart.
Okay.
I'm smart.
We're watching Nixon resign. He's like, you know, I'm going to resign. That's pretty much how it went, kids. Look it up. they got me. They got me good. I'm out of here. Yeah, I got to go. I'm going to resign tomorrow. That's what's going to happen, see? And so Nixon's resigning, and all of a sudden we hear all this insane shrieking.
Oh, no.
In the backyard, and we grabbed flashlights and we run out there, and raccoons had totally helter-skeltered our chicks. And what I saw were little webbed feet. They chomped the birds, and then like it was an appetizer.
No.
Yes, I think they held the birds by the little webbed feet and chomped them, and then put them back. Like, that's the toothpick that you put in the napkin for the waiter? That's what the fucking raccoons did. They chomped it, and then they put the little feet down.
Oh, no.
And one of the, I guess, ducks was nonchalant because its little legs were crossed, kind of.
No.
Yeah, it was a very nonchalant duck. And so I think he was just leaning against the mesh, and he got chomped, but his legs were stuck in this very cool, I don't give two fucks sort of pose, but I guess now he does. And the raccoons took off. That is my memory of whenever I see any footage or any picture of Nixon resigning, all I can think about are those little duck feet in our backyard. Their feet left behind.
I don't know why I'm
tearing up. Are you laughing?
Those butchers. Those butchers.
That's just horrifying.
Those butchers.
That's the worst story.
Well,
that's the worst story I've ever heard.
Well, it's a campfire.
Pets and
isn't it a campfire? Listen,
yeah.
I don't think those little things weren't going to make it anyway.
Come on,
we didn't take care of stuff.
Yeah, they might have.
One of my brothers didn't make it. Ben. No one looked after Ben.
Ben O'Brien.
Yeah, Ben was the one after Justin, and no one gave a shit.
Was there a Josh?
What? There was a Josh.
Okay.
We think.
All right.
He's alive, but he wandered away.
He was
my parents
Godfather.
Did not have their eye on the ball, let's just
really?
Say.
Well, with I mean, six if there were, kids, it'd be tough.
Especially the kids that they had.
Yeah.
We were feral.
Where do you, in the six children, I know where you lie.
Smartest. Oh, wait, what? No,
like, I mean, high maintenance-wise, you've got to be the highest. Or
nope.
You, no?
Oh, for God's sake, no.
Really?
I'll tell you this. It's a true story. That's not a story. It's just a description. I was a very sweet little boy.
No.
I was a sweet little boy.
No way.
And very sweet to my mom. A real mama's boy, if
yeah,
you will.
Yeah, that's
very
nice.
Sweet, very nice. She said I was a mush. Like, the others were kind of squirrel, you know, fidgety and squirreling. She always said I was a mush. I was the only one with sort of bright orange hair. I had this very strange name. I stuck out. And then, or was it stuck out? You can't say stuck out.
You stuck out.
I just wanted to hear you try and fix it.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I was going to say you struck out.
You nailed it.
But that's
anyway,
baseball.
But anywho, I was very sweet, and then I became a monster at some point. I don't know what happened. Mm. But
What did happen?
I became kind of evil.
Yeah, when did all this happen?
Yeah, was there like a transformation? Was it a...
It's my origin story, and I'm not going to give this away on some chill chums.
Oh.
What are you going to save it for?
My book.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I'm a real stinker.
You're not,
by Conan O'Brien.
You're not lettered. You can't you can't read or write.
I can get someone.
On your first day at late night, were you already abusive to everybody who worked for you?
That's a terrible thing to say.
Did you punch people for fun? And did you...
Have you ever punched someone?
Yeah,
it's fun. It's really fun when they can't do anything because they have to toe the line. It's hilarious.
You're a sociopath.
Yeah.
Oh,
are.
Please.
But like, you know, when did you start like belittling the people who?
Oh,
and I'll remind you, you're under oath.
Okay, you've had so much to drink, you think I took an oath?
Sip.
Sona, I think I'm a very good boss. I really do.
You know what? After all the favors you've done for me and all the nice things you've done for me and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, I think I'm, well, I you know haven't what I think? Seen any of this.
I think I'm back to even with you, Sona.
What do you mean?
I think I've committed great crimes, but I also think I've done a lot of nice things to you, and I think we're right now...
We're not even.
What do you
no,
mean?
No, as in, I'm like... I.
Oh, you're in my debt.
I'm in your debt.
Yes.
Really?
That's what
it's
I mean.
That much?
And
oh,
I'm
it's
in,
bad.
And I'm in Gorley's debt.
Oh.
Gorley... No, I mean, because I haven't known you that long.
Yeah.
But, you know, and he does a great job with the podcast.
He does.
And who am I to belittle this man who's built a wonderful matchstick home out here in you know... It's beautiful.
Matchstick.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying,
it's a nice
it's like a nice arts and crafts.
Yeah,
I've never heard that before.
I just made it up. Oh. It's insulting.
It does sound insulting.
I just think it would go up very quickly.
I thought it was insulting when no one did anything or said anything. But I was like,
how do I cash in this debt?
You just have to stick it out for like 25 years.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Cannot do that.
Write a
and then
book
it's gonna
and then make him.
It's gonna get really.
Forward.
I'm gonna be.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna do some really nice stuff to you for you 25 years
like
from now.
Like what?
Oh, I'm gonna get you a sweet ride.
What?
I want a car.
No, you don't get a car. I'm getting you a sweet ride. I am capable of Elvis-like, demonstrations of gratitude.
Like, you're going to get me a nickel-plated 45 caliber like he gave to
Nixon? No, I'm not into guns. I'm not going to do that. But I'd get you a sweet... Someday I'm going to toss you the keys of a sweet ride.
What the hell?
Yeah, it won't be my car. I'm just going to give you the keys, and you're going to drive it like
an
idiot.
An ice cream truck?
And you're going to get arrested.
Excuse me. Hold on. I want a car. No. We did a remote, and you ruined my car, and then you handed me the keys to a really shitty car that was like 20 years old that people had clearly been murdered in.
It's
and
a
now
very...
you're gonna buy Gorley a car?
I did that because if I had done
it. I
think Oprah blew it because Oprah used to get her, her people in her audience and people in her staff these wonderful gifts.
Yeah.
I made a remote. We shot this with cameras. You can see it online. Where I totally destroyed your car and debased it and made fun of you and then said, don't worry, I'll get you a new car and got you an absolute vile piece of crap. And people think it's really funny. Now, if I had bought you a nice BMW Yon, no one would be talking about that remote.
Have you guys seen the BMW Yon, though? It is really nice.
You know what else?
Car.
You tore my car apart, and then I was like, they'll fix it afterwards. And then Jason, who's here, Chalemi, came, and he's like trying to fix it, and you actually broke my car
in
many places that could not be fixed. And so you made it worse than it was before we shot that.
Carefully disassembling a car that's precious to someone isn't funny. Smashing it. Look at you. You're laughing. And it happened to you.
And
come on. That car was awful. It was a terrible car.
Like a month later, it just stopped moving on the freeway.
This is interesting. What year did this remote happen?
Years ago?
Yeah.
Because I want to say that it's funny that I watched that as a fan. And I was like, Sona's great. Conan's great. I never thought I'd be here loving you, Sona.
I'm here to help you. Okay. We can help you. This is like birthing a baby.
It's just hard to compliment.
Well, no, it's tough. Like when you idolize someone and then they're there, it's hard to put it into words.
How? That's exactly.
I mean, just don't meet your heroes has never been more. Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, and here you are in my own home, and how do I get you out?
And I'm wired in for sound. I think we had a good time. And I think
that's
I love
such
not
a way to end it.
I love not summing it up. I love not summing it up.
I think we had a good time.
No, we had a good time. And Gorley, I do think I'll say this: you give as good as you get, buddy.
I wasn't that way till I met you.
That's not true. You've always had this ability.
Tell me,
you're not a wisecrack, and you've always been able to.
I wisecrack with, not at. I had to learn to at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's good.
I had to defend myself. I think I am like your little brother that had to learn to put his dukes up.
He never did. To this day, I wail on him, and he just keeps his hands by his side.
Jeez.
He's a pacifist. He made a huge mistake. He declared himself a pacifist when he was 5. Oh. And I said, that's real funny. And then I hit him with a trash can.
God, you're awful.
Yeah, worst guy ever. Yeah. Sorry, Justin, you had it coming.
Justin's the nicest, too.
Well, we'll see. He's probably got a dark side.
Like Ben.
Ben's cool.
Ben, I used to do that. I used to tell Justin, if you don't straighten up, you're going to end up like Ben. And he'd be like, who's Ben? And I'd say, I would look wistfully in the backyard towards a pile of leaves.
Towards a pile of chicken feet.
And I would just say, he didn't buy it because my other brothers and sisters tried to go along with it, but they didn't pick up on the name that I was using. Oh. They'd be like, that's right. You don't want to end up like Nick. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh, it's got to be Ben.
It's got to be Ben.
Yeah.
It's had to be Ben.
Yeah, you have to have a consistency there. Well, I got to pee.
All right.
Yeah.
Why don't you go urinate?
We had a good time.
Sona, we're going to cut you off soon.
You should.
And I just want to thank everyone for checking out this very special episode of Chill Chums in the backyard, Gorley's wonderful home here in Pasadena.
Yep.
We're in the wild. We may never be heard from again.
Oh, no, we might not.
Yeah.
We're gonna pitch a tent and camp here tonight, right, chums?
No.
I pitched a tent 10 minutes ago.
Oh, come on.
Wait, that's right. There's no microphone there.
Exactly. And what I meant by that, and I don't want anyone to get offended, is I really did pitch a tent.
Oh,
did you? Oh, I thought you got aroused after you told your duck story.
That's what I meant.
Wait.
I really did pitch a tent.
Is somebody getting a honk job or not?
I can flip back and forth now. Okay. Wait, did you say that you pitched a tent? Oh, yeah, I pitched a tent. Oh, that's not offensive. No, but I pitched a tent. Oh, my God, I'm really offended. No. I meant I pitched a tent. Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I pitched a tent.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're under arrest.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Well, I'm rocking a sundial.
Get the fuck out of here. Go have yourself. It's a little pee-pee time for Gorley. I'll just
Gorley's
sit here by
little pee-pee time. Come with me. That's a little spinoff podcast.
Summer S'mores with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gorley. Produced by me, Matt Gorley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.